On Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, second line from the top. Nan Hatzam, the Mishnah in Chulin, says the drasa bakotel or shiritzata behema. We have an animal that was trampled, not a bird or an animal. Was trampled by a person, or it was thrown against the wall, or it was hit by another animal, in all these cases, if our keset, and it's the animal maybe can't stand up, but it's still alive, it's still like shaking, dancing, and we have to be choshesh for one of the 18 trefes, which is called risuke evarim. And it's limbs or whatever were hurt to such an extent that the animal's gonna die. So what do you do? So v'shahata meisleif, if he waited 24 hours and shechted it, it's kshera. Because the din is v'shukei varim, you have to wait 24 hours. If it lives still for 24 hours, then it's fine. Because an animal that has this trefa can't live for 24 hours. So if he waited for 24 hours and he shechted it, he's fine. Shera, the animal's okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Antignos, Tzricha Bedika. He says, no, you still have to do a Bedika to see that maybe it has one of the other trefas. And the other trefas, like broken ribs or the spine broken or whatever, could be other trefa that it can live. It can live for up until a year. So just because it lives for 24 hours doesn't mean it doesn't have one of these other trefas. So you have to still check for some of these other trefas, and then you can check it. Okay. By mini Rabbi Yirmiya, mi Rabbi Zira, ma'u l'shachta b'yantov. So now, which is nogea to us, how about shechting it on yantov? Mi machzikina and reyesa b'yantov, o lo. In other words, normally any animal can have trefes, right? And we do check for certain trefes after we shecht an animal, okay? But we don't check for example, for all trefes, because we say that most animals are not trefes. So we rely on the rov. We just check the trefes that are more common. And so therefore, you can shecht an animal on yontov. So we're not worried that it was shechita for no reason, which would be obviously an avera. You're like killing an animal for nothing on yontov. But we assume it's go after the rov, it's probably okay. So that's in a normal animal. But here, since it already went through this, ritsuke evarim, we got trampled on or hit or whatever. So now it's more of a chance that something. It's not just like a regular animal that we can assume everything's fine. There's a reis in here. Something that would lead us to believe that maybe this animal's not okay. So therefore, maybe here I should be machmir and not shechted on yontov, because maybe I will find something wrong with treif and I shechted it for no reason. Or no, are we not choshesh? We don't have to worry about that. That's the question. Amar Le or Zira said to him that we can answer it from our Mishnah, which we saw at the end of yesterday. Tanina, we learned, Ein malabdim et harafim litzvot behem, that you can't heat up these pieces of tiles in order to heat them up, in order to cook on them. The Vinamba, and we asked my Ka'avid, we'd asked on the Mishnah, what are we doing? What's the big deal heating up a tile? What's wrong? And I'm using that to cook on. What's wrong? And we had answered, Vamar Rabba Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachabarafim Chadashim, Mitnesha Tzarich Levadkan, Tzarich Levadkan. So we said yesterday, the reason is because talking about new tiles. And new tiles, some of the tiles that are, we find that after we heat them up, they explode. They're not good. So we have to like kind of test them first by heating them up the first time. If they heat up, it's fine. They stay good. If not, sometimes they break when you heat them the first time. Okay, so since the yantav is a problem, because you might heat it up and it might break, and then you heat it up for nothing. And therefore, that's why you can't do it on yontov. So too, we want to use the same svar over here, that we see that just like new things, you heat it up, it might break, and it ends up, you heat it up for nothing, So too over here, we shouldn't be allowed to shecht this animal that has this reisa, because it could be that we shechted it for nothing. Amar lei, so he answered back, Rabbi Yirmiya, Anan mipnei shetzarich lechatzman masninan la. So we said yesterday there's a vamri la, there's a yeshomrim, a different gear, so that says no, that's not the reason why I can't eat up the tiles, not because they might explode, we don't worry about that. We're worried that it's a different thing with love, because by heating them up the first time, a new tile, they get hard and they get strong. And that itself is tikkun kli, and that's the problem. And therefore, it's nothing to do with shechting this animal, no connection. Therefore, we can't bring a raya from this mission. Okay, let's see Rashi on this. No, in which case?
Is the
reis in both cases?
Why is there a reis here?
Because if you take a tile that's an old tile.
Old tile's
not new. No, it's a new tile.
Well,
I mean, it's not a treifa, but it's a reis, and that there's some. It's not an old tile. It's not a problem. Why? Because it's the stomach going to be okay. So it's like an animal that's nothing happened. The stomach going to be okay. But here, there's the new tile, which we see that they explode sometimes. So that's a reis. So it might not. Yeah. It's not awesome. Rashi says, "Abelu treifus." It's in Perakei Lo treifus and Chulin. Drasa v'tap v'tarfa b'kol. Del adam shadaras alof. A person trampled on a bird. O shazarka v'chavada b'kol. Or he threw it and he smashed against the wall. O shiritzatz the behema umifarkesed. Or he was hit by another animal and it's still dancing. Ve'ena yichol olamo, but it can't stand up. It's like shaking. And he let it sit for 24 hours. Yom echad shalem, v'shachta, and he shechted k'sher. It's okay. Hachi Garcina, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yana, Mishum Rabbi Yezer ben Antignos, tzricha bedika. You have to check. Ki shata meis leis, nami tzricha bedika. Even if you let it sit for 24 hours, you still have to check it after shechita. Lacha shechita. Why? Shemen nishta bru rov tzvotea. Maybe another treifa happened. Another one of the treifas, like it broke most of its ribs. Or nishbara hashidra, or the spine broke. Veniflach hachut shalah, and the chut inside the shedra broke. Oh, echad mi shar mi netrevas, any of the other ones. Veshiatam the meis leish, itzrich. You still have to wait. So waiting the 24 hours, you need di lo shahata afapisha badka v'lo masasim and trefa. Because even if you checked it afterwards, say, well, I found everything was okay. It still doesn't help you. Right? Zohi echad. Mishmonasar Asre Trefus, Nikra Risuke Varim, Shevarea Mitzparkim, is one of the 18 trefas that the limbs inside get smashed and they get all messed up. Mitzparkim Kulan, Vafa Pishain Roshem Nikaba. Still, even if you say no, but I checked and everything looks okay inside, doesn't matter. Vizel Simana, Imashata Mesla Eis, Biadua Sheloni Traskame Vera, we have a Halachla Moshe Mitzinai, that as long as you check, you have to wait 24 hours, and if it lives, then 100%, and everything's okay. But if not, not. The kimlahu l'rabanan mitzina v'lachomish mitzina the risu kevarim eina chaya meisle. So we have a chabala that from Sinai that it doesn't live for 24 hours. Aval shar minei treifach chaya kol shnei masar chodesh. We know the other treifas, an animal can survive for a whole year, won't not pass that, but for 12 months it could live. Therefore, we have to check for these other treifas. So ma'ol shachta b'yamta.
Can't
use it? If you found
a trace that
could
last a year,
but what if it's a trace? It's right. Do we say that there were choshesh that, and therefore we have to check that maybe had something came up because of what happened in the when it got trampled or whatever? Do we say that there's a reisa here? Mishum chashash iser malacha b'yontov. What's the problem? Because it ended up, if we're going to shecht it and then it was treif, we're going to do an iser malacha on yontov. Yoma mishtachach treif, avinim tashoch. So maybe it's a treif. We're going to find out we ended up shechting it shalom lezor for no reason. Bishlam ashar behemes afagav de machmirinan anafshin ubadkinan. The other treif is fine. I mean, any animal you might shecht and it might be treif in the end. But no, that even though we're machmir, notice it's like a chumrah, even though we're machmir on ourselves, and we check it, miyu samchinan aroba, but basically, we're somach on roba, roba hema, zeinu treifas, So therefore, we can for sure shecht a regular animal because or bird because we can assume everything's fine because we can go up the road. But hacha mai, can we have a reis? Biyom tov kolam mitzvim chomer malacha biyom tov. We make a tarich lebadkan, but we have to check the tiles. The kashinan dilma parking it might explode. Alma maksekin reisa. Mishum chomer yom tov. We're worried about the reis that it might explode and because of the chomer of yom tov. Shalolav lavnan that we don't heat them up. So then we answered no, but we're holding like the other shita that that's not the reason. With the tiles, we say shatarich lachasman. The reason is because I might have, by heating them up, I'm going to be strengthening them. Velo mishum chashash tkiya, not because they're going to break. Ela devadai mashri lemana behesik zev, because they're going to become like a kli by heating them up. Lashon ra, like something bad, like bad, so something telling something's wrong here. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, echad mevia sa'ur, talk about on Shabbos. One person brings a coal, like a fire, which is like a hot coal. Ve'echad mevia teitzim, another guy brings the wood. Ve'echad shofet sekedera, and then another person puts the pot on the empty pot on the fire. Ve'echad mevia teimaim, another guy brings the water. Ve'echad noten b'tocho tavalin, another guy puts the spices inside the pot. Ve'echad megis, another guy stirs the pot. Kulam chayvim, they're all over on Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Ay, v'atanya achron chayev, v'kulam pturin. Ay, but we have a brisa that says that not that case, not the din. Only the last guy that is chayev, but not all of them. Everybody else is pater. So the answer is Lokashya. Ha, the brisa that says everybody's chayev, that's the Isiur Bikar. That's if he brought the fire to begin, if the fire was brought first. But ha, the Isiur Lebatsof. And this is talking to the other case, the brisa that says only Acharon is if the fire was brought at the end. Right? Because if the fire is brought right at the beginning, then we're going to see the guy that brought the fire, he has a problem because when he was bring the fire, he was like fanning it, you know, as he was bringing it, so he was like mavir, and then the guy put on the wood, he was burning the wood, and the boy's going to ask about the kadera, but then the guy puts the stuff in the pot, it's all in that, while it's hot now, because already the fire was there first, so he's high because of bishul, and the stirring because of bishul, and everybody's high, but there was no fire to begin with, then this guy brought that, this guy brought that, this guy, there's no fire here, everything's cold, nothing, so there's no problem with anything. Only the last guy that brought the fire and then cooked the sort of thing that was inside and he's high. So that's the Gemara. Okay, so what does that have to do with us? Bishlama kuhu ka'av de maisa. So I can understand, you know, why you say in the first case everybody's high, because everybody did something wrong here. Ella Shofes is a kadera, my kavi. But the guy that puts the empty pot on the fire, what did he do? He didn't cook, he didn't do anything. He put an empty pot on the fire. So Amar Rav Shem ben Laki, Shachav a kadera chadasha, skina, nimishum libun rafim naguba. So it's talking about a brand new pot, and then that's like we've been saying, like you can't take the tiles that are new and heat them up because they're strengthening them. So too, that's the problem over here. Like putting the new pot on the fire, he's strengthening the pot. And therefore it's an iser of like tikkun kli.
What is the guy making?
What is he doing? Nothing. That's why he's pater. You're all pater. Okay. Let's see Rashi in this. We say to Tzari, Shofi, yeah. Shofi says a kedera. What does that mean? Moshivei reikanit all the way. He puts it empty on the fire. Megis min ha'er b'kaf. He stirs it with a spoon, shikori in the kumbira. Kulan chayavid, everybody's chayav. Maybe it's a or, mishum mavir as a gechelak. We say when he brings the coal, so he's fanning it up by doing so, and then it's making a fire. Dekeshahu molicho rahi melitna. As he's walking with it, it gets hot. Miruach halichaso from the wind that he's walking with. Maybe it's a etzim, l'or, mishum mavir, and then the one that brings the wood is chayav because of mavir, he's making a fire. Shofet kedera lakami mafarshma. I'll be the guy putting the kedera down. Where he's going to ask what he did. Not in my betavli numegi. These three are after doing the iser bissel mishum mevashel shafu av malacha. Okay, the icium rikara. So we said that they're al chayiv if the fire was brought up first. Kulu av de maisa. The kedip reaches like I mentioned. The icium or the basof. The fire only comes at the end. Iudah, but he does. He's making fire he's cooking, whatever. Bahanaku Abdi Media, you guys didn't do anything. The Kadera Kadash, we said, what's the pot? It's an empty pot on a fire. What is he doing? The Kadera Kadash asking. We're talking about a new pot. Shenosni mota rekanit ala or lechasma. And by doing so, it's therefore strengthening, getting strong. Mishum libun rafim naguba mishum ha kadera. The same kadera like we saw by the rafim, by the tile. Mishum ha kadera gufa shasru lila ben rafim. Same thing. Naguba nagugam kubizu. It's the same thing over here. Okay, Victor, the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbi Kiraim Chadashim. If I have a new oven or a Kiraim, it's like a double stove for two pots, and they're new. We're going to see Al Kol Shekin if they're old, but even if they're new, Harehen Kechol Akelim Anitalim B'Chatzer. So they're mutter to move. They're not mukta on Yontuf because you can use them, even though you might not be able to heat them up. Because we said if it's new, they might, you know, you're strengthening them. But you can use them for other things, put things in them, store things in them, whatever. Aval ein sachinot ha-meshemen, but you still can't smear them with oil to make them smooth and shiny, because that's what you normally do with new kaling. Vein tashinot ha-matlit, and you can't rub them, and again, like smoothing out with a rag. Before you heat it up, vein mafigi notan betzonein, and if they get hot, you can't cool it off by putting cold water on it. Kedei lechatzman, in order to make it strong, because that's what when you put like something very hot in the sun. You know, see those the guys that work with the metal, they put it to get it red hot, and they put it in the cold water that strengthens it. So if you're doing that to this oven to strengthen it, you're not allowed now to lechatzman like we saw by the rafim. But if you're putting the cold water there because it's getting too hot and it's going to burn the bread, so then it's the baking, so I raise the mutter, then it's okay to put the cold water there. Okay, let's see Rashi. Chadashim. The kol shekin, we said, the new oven also, and kol shekin, the old oven, is okay to move. Harehen kechol hakelim, and you tell him, it's not muktzah, v'shabbos, and v'chatzer, v'chazu l'meisa, v'gavayu midi, because you can put things in it. Ein sakonos ha-meshemen, l'achlikam l'satzacham, to make them smooth and shiny, tashin, means shafin, to rub them, v'ein mafigin otam, v'achar hesaken, after they get hot, ein mafigin hesaken betzonim l'chatzman. You can't cool it off to make it strong. So mitkashin al yidei tzonim, putting the cold on it makes them strong, v'kulu mishum d'mesakin man, it's all because of tikkun kli. But if you did it in order to bake, because it got really, really hot, and you're worried it's going to, at least the trefa pot, that the bread's going to get burnt, mutan, and it's okay. Okay, by turn, next price. Tan Rabbanan. I'm sorry? No, that would be, the first thing is on I guess, it's on Shabbos. But the obviously the cooking is on the Yom Kippur. Just the movie is almost on Shabbos, but the other things are not. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Molgin, Es HaRosh V'Es HaRaglayim. We're talking about here an animal that you want to put hot water on it in order to, on the head and the legs, in order to take off the hair. So you can do so on Yom Kippur. And you can singe the hairs also b'or and fire. If you don't usually do maliga, which is putting the hot water on it, you can singe it on the fire, take the hairs off. But you shouldn't take the hairs off by putting this stuff charsis on it. Lo badama, lo basid, or not with dirt, ground or plaster. These are all things which take off hair. You're not allowed to do that. Ve'ein gozuzin osan. You can't cut off the hair with scissors because it looks like you need the hair and it's your gozes. Vein gozuzin es yerek. You can't cut even disattached vegetables with patisporchula, with the special scissors that you normally use to cut them off from the ground. Because it looks like you cut them off from the ground today if you're using these scissors. Aval mesaknim es kundus es ikavios. But you can prepare these are types of the vegetables which need a lot of cooking. It's okay to do that on Yom Tov. and you're allowed to heat up and bake in a furni. It could be the same, Russian, a furnace. It comes from the same word. It's like a big, big oven. And it needs a lot of wood. It's like a big, very, very hot, big oven. It needs a lot of tircha to heat up or whatever. But still, if you're having a lot of guests or whatever, you need a lot of bread, you're allowed to heat up this oven. Don't worry about the tircha. And mechamin, chamin bantichin, you heat up hot water in this very big kli. That again, it's not, even though it's a lot of tircha, make us a lot of water, it's okay. The enofin before ni chadasha. However, you should not bake in a furnace, this big oven that's brand new. Why? Shema tipaches, because worried again it may crack because of the tremendous heat, and it ended up that you heated it up for nothing. Okay, see Rashi. Ain't tofli no sam. You can't molgin, except molgin, sorry. Maliga, you with hot water, so take the hairs off. You can't do that. Ain't tofli no sam, but seed, you can't put seed, plaster, latir.
Lime,
okay. Oh, okay, the lime, lasir, saran, to take off the hairs, the have derech havadin, because that says people that make leather, they that's what they do, they put this stuff to take the hairs off, whatever. The ain gozin matami is farayim, you can't cut it out with these scissors, the mixik sarich lesarich, because it looks like you're cutting off because you want the hair, which is itch of gozin. The ain gozin hayerech, you can't cut the vegetable, hatalush, that is already onto the ground, you can't cut it with these scissors. The H. Paul Rashi allowing the community. Sometimes you have these pieces, these tops of the leaves, which are near kavim. They're spoiled. They're kamushim and wilted. So engozin otam, you can't cut them with these forks or with the special scissors. Shegozin b'mina mechub, that you normally cut them off under the ground with. The man dechazi, because someone who sees this, sav Rashi lachtan yom, can see, think that you cut it down today. Kunos v'chbar achbios, these are types of vegetables, meaning irakotain. Sheyesh torch with mitzukunan. It's a tircha to prepare them. Purni is min tanarim shalanu gdolim upiyam bitzidam. These very big ovens at the openings from the side. The lochashina and the chinishes, we're not koshish the tircha. It's a big tircha. Yesh lo loch limabari. If you have a lot of people that need to eat, the lo sagile betanar is not enough to have a little oven. You need a big one. It's okay. Shema tifachet. If it's a new purni, you're not allowed to because it might crack. Al yedei shechadashahi. Since it's new, v'nimtza torch lo torch. Ends up that you heat it up for nothing. Back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, ein nofchin b'mapuach. You can't fan a fire with a bellows in order to get the fire going, because it looks like that's what the Anuman does, that in order that when he's doing the malacha. But nofchin b'shafer. But you can use like a tube, you know, like a straw. You blow through this little tube to get the fire. That's not the way the Anuman does. You cannot repair a sheep food, a spit, thank you. You cannot sharpen it either. This is Bryce says not going with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do machshiri ochel mefesh on Yantav, and this Bryce is not going like him. Or it could, some say it could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about a case where he could have done it before Yantav, and machshiri ochel mefesh is only mutter things that you couldn't do before Yantif. And if he, since you could, here, therefore it's awesome. Tan Rabbana, name of Fatsi Metakana, we split the Maliach. You cannot crack reeds in order to roast on the fish. Just like we mentioned, we saw before about putting on this, on the grate, right? These things to protect the fish from getting burnt. So you can't crack these reeds to put this down on the grate. That's Tikkun Kli. If you want to break a bunch of nuts and together, and so you put it in like a matzah, like a shmata, and then you crack them in the shmata, that's okay. And the chiddushim, we're not worried that it's gonna like rip through the cloth, and it ended up you did kriya, which normally would be asur to korei on Shabbos. Yom Tov, whatever, but the reason why it's okay is because it's not Almanat Leap 4, and then the Kriya that is us is only Kriya Almanat Leap 4, if it's fine. Let's see, Rashi, Ein Nofchim B'Mapuach, you can't use a bellows, Demixi, Ka'uma Nosei Malacha, Lushikum Undur Malacha, Ve'ein Metzakni Mesa Shikud, can't fix the spit, and this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, who says you're allowed to do these things, Inami B'Nirtzam Me'erev Yom Tov, or God ruined on Erev Yom Tov, a divrei kol, because even he all the time something you could have done erev yontav, you can't do on yontav. Emafati Mesakana, Batait Krumi Yosav, Tachas Hamaliach, Ala Askala, to put its the tops of it, the skins or whatever you want to call it, of the reed on underneath the fish on the grate, so it shouldn't burn, because that's making a kli. Also kli. The kol midi the avi lishtameshpo, that's considered havei tikkun kli. The ein chashashim shemeti kare, we're not worried the shemata is going to get ripped. The filu nikra, even if it does rip, lo echpatlan, the ein ze kare almanas lifa. It's not called ripping in order to sew. Okay, let's just do the, maybe we'll just run through quickly the Mishnah. It's a short Mishnah. Get ready for tomorrow. Okay, ve'od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Another thing Rabbi Eliezer said, besides the earlier things he said, he was mekel and muktz about, you know, things in the chatzir or whatever, that omer adam ala muktza, a person is allowed to stand by the muktza on Erev Shabbos b'shviz, ve'omer mikan ani ochel l'machar, v'chachamim amrim ad shiir shom v'yomer mikan ve'adkan. That he can't just stand there and say, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. You have to, mommy make a siman and says, from here to here is where I'm eating. Okay, see, Rashi's going to explain everything. The Odomar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum de Tana, Chatz L'chula, Gabi Muktzah, since we mentioned before about something about Muktzah earlier, Rabbi Eliezer said, V'hadar Amar Achriti, and now we're bringing another one, Kamar Ve'od. That's why we're saying Ve'od. However, Rashi says he doesn't like the Ve'od over here, V'kashali Be'gaveh. Why? It's interrupted by a lot of things after the last of Rabbi Eliezer we had. We saw, for example, Bein Mutzina Sa'ur, etc., V'hanach V'hanim, those that go with it. The Hainu Milsa Chrisei, the La Milsa. And this is some different topic, Bichlal. And so what's wrong? V'may Lo Asvinei Be'erevin, Gabe Be'od, the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. Because the Gemara over there brings, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba says, V'odim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. And the Gemara says, the reason why it says Be'od, is because we have a rule when there's nothing interfering and it's still the same person talking to the same thing, so we say ve'od. The Gemara asks over there, as we see that's not the case, Dosei Rabbi Eliezer b'sukkah. The Gemara brings there a Mishnah in sukkah where it says Rabbi Eliezer talks about eating 14 shoes on sukkah, whatever, and there's an interruption, and it still says after that ve'od. So the Gemara answers, v'shanina lo sekul ela b'milse. But yeah, it's an interruption, but it's on the same topic. It's okay. So the Gemara really should have asked over there in the Erevin from here, because here we have a ve'od and it's interrupting not the same topic. Yet the Gemara doesn't bring that. Bring our Gemara over there. So ve'od meranis. Therefore Rashi says shigir sos a mishnah shloka seder, that our mishnayot here are out of order. This shouldn't say ve'od over here, Rabbi Eliezer, because it's interrupting and it should be earlier on. Okay. Now let's get to the issue here. Omed adam ala muktzah. Atzarich hazmana, v'hazmana mu'el eslo. But kigon achzi, that he needs to be, you know, set aside, and it helps. Kigon achzi v'lo achzi, the amar bein tzadi. Meaning, we're talking about here figs, or whatever, fruit that are out in the field, let's say drying out. Okay, so those are very, very severe muktzah. That even shitas that don't hold, I muktzah hold by this grogus, right? That are being dried out because the person's maktzah, so he's not going to eat from them. They're to be dried out and finished. He's totally taking his mind from them. Oh. But here we're talking about when they're oxy below oxy means they're almost edible. They're not, most people will not eat them necessarily, but they are edible. So since they are edible, so now there is a way of saying I'm going to eat from them. A place to dry them out. Okay. But it's set aside that that you're not going to take from there, like they're for drying. Right. So we're talking about air shavish. Why? What shmita have to do with it? She'ain meiser no hegvad. Why we are being a shmita is because there's no meiser. She'ain mechuser elas mana. So the only thing, it's not like then I have to meiser it. No, nothing to do with, I don't have to meiser, the Shemitah doesn't need meiser. All we have a problem here with Hazmana, setting it aside. But who did, B'mu'usar, it could be talking about meisered also, because then also we don't have a problem meisering if it's meisered already. And then you can talk about Sharsha Nashvu, you can talk about the other years, not Tafka Shemitah. Elo Orchad Emil Tanaka, we just used a more straightforward case. The Sam Muksa love Mu'usar, because normally this Muksa, this area, is not meiser, the fruit there. Right? The Groga Sitsimuki means Sam Muksa. The ain regilim laser kodem gemar malacha. Because normally you have to only after they're finished drying out, whatever, then you miser them. So some of them are not miser. That's why it's not talking about musar, and we'd rather, therefore, we like to talk about shmita. We don't have to worry about misering though, even though they're not miser. Okay, so he says, so he stands and he says, I'm going to take these tomorrow on Yonta. Ve'omer mikana ni notel amachar. Ve'sagi v'achi. Why the yesh breira? Because the Tanakhama held, Rabbi Yehuda held that there's breira, meaning that when he takes them the next day, when whatever he takes, it's simply milsalim afreya, right? That those were the ones that were set aside. Even though he didn't say which one specifically, but when he takes them, it's iglim yilzah the kilu. Those were the ones. He holds by brera, whereas the Rabbi Chachamim said no. Achi yirshem b'siman. You have to mamre set them aside. They ain't brera, so they don't hold by brera.